WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Positively, absolutely.
And now!
Love me positively. Do I love her? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, and how? Is she nifty? Positively. Under 50? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, a wow. And was she hard to get? Did I say no? And does she love to pet? Oh, 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 oh. Oh, baby, does she love me? Positively. Do I love her? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, and how?
Thank you.
daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
I'm Andy Sr. You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and it's a warm night in Clinton. Warm and frustrating. But you won't be frustrated long because we have people who are positive. There is absolutely no doubt about what these people think because they've told you in their songs. They're very, very certain of it. That's why the theme of this show is dicta, which is to say an authoritative statement, a categorical statement, in fact, which is a statement made from a position of authority, and who more to represent authority than songwriters? Because wasn't it Voltaire who said, "I care not who makes the laws of a nation, just let me write its popular songs"? Or maybe it was Nick Kenny, but one of those two guys said that, and it's because those guys are the real dictators, if you know what I mean. Just ask Irving Berlin or any of these other ones. You know, they love to, they controlled everything. Control freaks. But they also are very certain about what they believe. So we started out with the Six Jumping Jacks, positively, absolutely, categorical statement. If ever there was one in 1927, Tom Stax asserting that. Then Oscar Rabin, or Rabin, however you want to pronounce that, and I wish I didn't have to, and his band, Beryl Davis, vocal, Could Be, 1939. And then the Ipana Troubadours. Well, Could Be has to express some doubt, see. We have to have a ghost of doubt in there, or else it's not a democracy. Then Ipana Troubadours, with Willard Robeson singing his song, which is certainly not categorical at all. It's lovely. Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, from 1929. And now, one of those statements, those blanket statements, those statements are not necessarily personal, but they're seen as dicta, which is to say, there's something expressed as a general statement about the human condition. And here is George Olson and his music in 1927 telling us, in fact, he's insisting upon it, the best things in life are free. Oh, really? Thank you.
the best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Lopez speaking.
Don't.
Hello, boys. Don't, what are you going to sing?
What do we got this for? What do we got arms for? Why do we got stars above? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. What do we got eyes for? What do we got eyes for? Why do we say dovey-dove? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. What is the god for? What is the bark for? Why are shady lanes? Why is it cozy, corn so rosy, every time it rains? What do we got you for? What do you got me for? What are you both thinking of?
Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love,
And that was Vincent Lopez and the boys with their own categorical statement. And I dare you to controvert that. Everything's made for love. 1927, well, maybe some things aren't made for love, so we have to leave those alone. Beginning before that, Tom Dorsey, that is Tommy Dorsey, actually, playing the trumpet, not the trombone, and his novelty orchestra, which included Eddie Lang. You can't cheat a cheater, so don't even try. 1929, beginning with George Olson and his music, The Best Things in Life Are Free. I know a few people would argue with that, by the way. If they were free, you know, they'd find a way to charge for them. 1927, this is WHCL, and we're not charging for anything. This is free-form radio, so try to get this on a network. You won't. This is free, so the best things in life, in this case, are free. So that's my categorical statement, and I'm going to categorically say this is WHCL.org. For those who are streaming, and I appreciate you streaming tonight. And continuing on Radiola, we have Lee Morris from the lovely CD made produced by Ian House on Jasmine, Echoes of a Songbird. And she's saying it very, very plainly here. There must be a silver lining. Must there? According to Lee Morris, let's find out.
Dream about a rainbow, just hoping that a rainbow might soon appear. I'd walk a million miles to find the kind of smile that I know would bring a golden rainbow and skies so clear. Although I try, I really get nowhere. Sometime I'm hoping that I'll get somewhere. There must be a silver lining that's shining for me. to be a wife for finding a message of sympathy. Just a little coo from the bluebird would make a new bird right out of me. There must be a silver lining that's shining for me.
Begin to gather. Kings as well as clowns all have their ups and downs. It's a great life. If you don't weaken, you're a great guy. If you won't weaken, if you don't lose heart, the hardest part is the first 100 years. It's a great life. If you stick to it, get a great life. With a kick to it, if you come up strong, it won't be long till the sunshine appears. If you let him beat you, Mr. Bloom will knock you cold. Get him, never let him use the well-known strangle hold. It's a great life. If you don't weaken, you're a great guy. If you won't weaken, if you do, oh well, what the heck, it's still a great life. If you don't weaken, you're a great guy. If you won't weaken, if you don't lose heart, the hardest part is the first 100 years. Yes, it's a great life. If you stick to it, yes, a great life with a kick to it. If you come up strong, it won't be long if the sunshine appears. Oh, if you let him beat you, Mr. Gloom will not you cold. Oh, oh, oh. Get him and never let him use the well-known stranglehold. Oh, 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 it's a great life. If you don't weaken, you're a great guy. If you won't weaken, if you do, oh well, what the heck, it's still a great life.
Frozen frown. If
yourself. That's all we ask, just be yourself. Be a regular fellow. Drop your heart to do and say hello. Cut out the fools and what he says. Snap out of those high hats and airs. Put your high hat on the shelf. Take off your mask.
Look at that woman. Really, it's disgusting prancing about like that.
Drop your heart to do and say hello. Take off your mask and be yourself. Snap out of those high hats and airs. Put your high hat on the shelf. Take off your mask and be yourself.
Look at that woman. I mean, it's so disgusting when they're prancing around like that. That sounds like a Clinton accent. Yeah, take off your mask and be yourself. That's a good statement. I agree with that. And in fact, I had one listener who wrote to me and said he thought he well, it was, I won't get into it, but he said I used an on-air persona, and I don't use a persona. This is pretty much what you get in real life, warts and all. And I should go to a dermatologist, but this is exactly what you get. This is Andy Senior, my legal name, my real personality. Take it or leave it, and please don't leave it because it's a good show tonight. I'm enjoying this. That was from the soundtrack of Honky Tonk in 1929. Take off your mask and be yourself by Sophie Tucker. And you know, a lot of people could prance around like that, and it wouldn't be disgusting. Another cheerful guy. Maurice Chevalier, with a French accent. It's a great life if you don't weaken. May have some debate on that, but there you go, 1929. I think, because there was no date on this reissue, so let's just assume that. We'll all play along together. And beginning with Lee Morris, definitely from 1928. And I'm saying that categorically. There must be a silver lining. And I'm Andy Senior. This is, I've just said that. This is Radiola, which you... might not be able to controvert either. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's... Now, this is a statement that may be easily gainsaid, if you want to gainsay it. Ted Weems and his orchestra. Highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home. That depends on how you feel about home. If you don't care much about home, highways are not happy ways. As a matter of fact, the arterial sucks tonight. That would be Route 12 to you foreigners.
I'll be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. And if your sweetie cries, just tell her that a smile will always pay. Whenever skies are gray, don't worry or fret. A smile will bring the sunshine that you'll never forget. So let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day.
Very cheerful categorical statements. Actually, that was a categorical imperative, if you know the difference. Immanuel Kant talked about that, and you know he was a pushy guy. A lot of people, you know, they thought he was great, but Kant was he was always interfering in people's business. One of like all those philosophers did, and everybody's crazy about him. But Immanuel Kant, he basically lived up to his name, which is to say that when he bought the ticket in the Dysfunction Junction, the train did not stop at Viagra Falls, if you know what I mean. But that was Immanuel Kant. But we started with, that was actually Herb Wiedoeft. And he was a good guy. Don't worry about Herb Wiedoeft. 1928, let a smile be your umbrella. And my categorical statement I'd add to that is, make sure your socks are dry or else you're going to get sick. And take your vitamin C. Before that, Chick Nelson's Collegians, which is a Sam Lannon group. And that was on one of the great Rivermont releases, issued by Brian Wright, the Sam Lannon Turn on the Heat issue. You got to know how to love. Indeed you do. And if you don't, then there are books out there that will enlighten you. 1926, beginning with Ted Weems, Highways Are Happy Ways, except for the Route 12 between Utica and New Hartford. It's terrible stuff out there. I got stuck in traffic on the way up here. It was just lovely. So I was using a lot of words that the FCC doesn't allow. Fortunately, I didn't have a radio transmitter with me in the car. And I'm Andy Senior, and now I do have a radio transmitter, but it's not in the car. It's a WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Continuing on radiola, we have a nice little set of calypsos, plus a special request at the end, which you will hear, which is a very nice one. It has nothing to do with dicta or authoritative statements whatsoever, or even categorical imperatives of any sort. You guys got to deal with that. So, we're happy. You know, this is good music. So, here's the Tiger saying very plainly in 1935. And who's to say he's wrong? Money is king. Now, that I know is true.
A man has money today, people do not care if he has cocoa bear. If a man has money today, people do not care if he has cocoa bear. He can commit murder and get off free and live in the governor's company. But if you are poor, people will tell you sure and a dog is better than you. If you have money to buy in a store, the boss will shake your hands at the door. Call 10 clerks to take down everything. Whiskey, claw, tearing, and diamond ring. He may send them to your house on a motorbike. You can pay the bills whenever you like. Not a soul will ask you a thing. They know very well that money is king. Man with a call and tie and waistcoat, ask the Chinese man to trust him, opera and float. Me not trust him, ball out the Chinese man, and you better move him from me frying pan. You college man, me no know ABC. You want him a braggy and penny. The one start to jump in the man's belly, and he cried out, a dog is better than me. Walk about and take up bone. Call head, tail, bread, fish, tail, and bone. If it's a good breed and not too wild, some people will take it and mine as a child. But when a hungry man goes out to beg, they will set a bulldog behind his leg. For the policeman may chalk him down too. You see where a dog is better than you. If you have money and things going nice, any woman would call you honey and spice. If you can't give her a dress, one new pair of shoes, she'll say she have no uses for you. When you try to caress her, she will tell you stuff. I can't carry love in the Chinese shop. I'm sure most of you will agree that it's true. If you have money, dog, it's better than you.
Too much pain, now me with woman again. They cause me too much pain, I don't want no woman again. I see woman one and all, always cause a man downfall.
In my opinion, I think they are mankind's consolation.
Began, woman has been fooling man. I'm sure you men will agree, they know nothing of fidelity. When you are prosperous, they love you and be gay. When your money done, they will run away. These things happen to me, that's why I can speak with authority.
Men that have got no shame, and the poor girls they want to blame. Here is one thing you should know, if a woman is bad, men made her so. For in my opinion, I think they are mankind's consolation.
Even the mighty King Saul was a woman caused his downfall. And Napoleon the Great, he said that a woman hand met his fate. Turn back the pages of history, see what Cleopatra did to Antony. Too much sorrows and pain, so never me with woman again.
Innocence in this pool of experience, the men lead them astray, and then the vagabonds run away. After so much woe and pain, they be fools to play with fire again. Still, my opinion is that they are a mankind's consolation.
of a very unfortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20-year privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's bone. And now he's bobbing up Vienna just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they ship the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he said, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. I need someone to lend me a $50 bill and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I've a yen to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet opium won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Fortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20-year privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's bone.
And that was a special request, listener of this show, and to Mark Fuller's wonderful program, also on Friday nights on this station, and he does another show on another station, but I don't think they stream. But it's the Utica station, but he's on the Clinton station on Friday nights. That's the one you should listen to. Yeah. But you should listen to the other one, too. So, who am I to say? I think that's Wednesday mornings. But this is Friday night, and I live for Friday night. That was Hong Kong Blues from 1938. October 18th, 1938, to be exact. There was some doubt about that, but there it is. And that was, yes, Hong Kong Blues. Hoagie Carmichael playing a very tuneful harpsichord or an out-of-tune piano, either one. Or just maybe just a lousy piano, but a harpsichord is basically a lousy piano. But don't tell Wanda Landowska, she'll cuff you. And before that, we had Calypsonian. It actually was a Calypsonian Hegelian dialectic. Now, Hegel was, you know, he came after Kant, and he could, but he wouldn't. And Kant couldn't at all, so that's why they called him Kant, but Hegel could. And Hegel is, he basically, let's set up two sides of the issue and make people choose, and then the truth is somewhere else. And, yeah, that's from me. That's my stuff. You betcha. And, yes, Hegel, I have a friend who smokes a lot of pot and reads Hegel, and I'm not ratting anyone out because that could describe a lot of my friends. And that was Woman is Good, Woman is Bad. And she's never indifferent. I took the, personally, I'm taking the Attila the Hun position on that Woman is Good. And Lord Beginner, I seldom agree with him because he's a bit of a pusher on that issue. That was from 1935. Beginning that, we had The Tiger, and this I definitely agree with. I very seldom disagree with any Calypsonians, by the way. Money is King, also from 1935. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm pretty certain that this is Radiola. In fact, I'd be willing to wager on it. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Now, another request, because I happen to get two, and this was sort of an unspoken request, but I'm honoring it anyway. There was a video sent to me on YouTube with baby Rosemarie, who has the oldest face of any five-year-old you've ever seen. She looked about the way she did on the Dick Van Dyke Show, in fact. But she was singing a song called Who Wouldn't Be Jealous of You? And I only had one recording of that as a reference, for a frame of reference on that. Coon Sanders Nighthawks, I believe this is one of those guys singing it, in 1928. And that would fit into about when the movie came out in 1929. So that was a current popular song that she was singing. And she did a good job. She sang the verse. I don't think Joe Sanders is singing the verse there, but we'll see what he does with it. It's a great, great number.
Paradise, who wouldn't be jealous of you?